Girl.
Are you ready, girl?
I'm always ready, girl.
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 Girl. Girl, are you ready?
Hey, girl.
Are you ready, girl? Hey, girl.
I feel so good right now.
Hey, girl.
That was like maybe the best 2 minutes of my life.
We're high because...
Those last 2 minutes, I gotta say.
Seeing Kurt again was a...
It was like a...
Bustle.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Hearing that song, what's her name? His theme song, what's her name?
Petula Clark.
Yeah, I love her.
I know you do.
Oh, man, it makes me so happy.
Good things happened today. Ken wore a yellow sweatshirt.
Oh, my God.
Girl.
Girl. I feel like I need a cold towel on my forehead.
Cold shower time. I know what I'm doing later.
Hey, listen. Did you know that it's crunch time?
I did know. Did
Why don't you tell know? Us what that means?
You do it. You're the know-it-all.
No, I'm not. I really don't even. let me open this. Oh, it's our silent fundraiser in October.
Shh.
Yeah. You can pledge by going to wfmu.org/pledge. We need to thank Bennett.
Thanks, Bennett.
Thanks, Bennett.
Might be your last time to get our awesome kitten shirt. So
it is
head
your
over
last
and
time.
Pledge and.
And we also have another announcement.
We're having a party.
We're totally having a party.
We're throwing a party.
We're totally throwing a party.
Our parents are going out of town and we're throwing a rager.
Absolutely. With DJs.
And duster.
And alcohol.
And pills.
Wait, what?
And.
But that's only for select people.
Bad decisions.
Definitely some bad decisions.
Some skin, some groping.
Are you going to wear something slutty?
I don't know.
Huh. Anyway, do you want to know when it is, Michelle?
I want to know.
It's Thursday, October 22nd.
I want to know where it is.
It's in Bushwick at El Cortez.
I want to know what time it's at.
First, I would like to say that I hear El Cortez has some delicious food and some tiki drinks.
I heard that place is super cool.
Yeah, me too. And it's from 7 to 10. And...
Who's going to be there?
We have DJs.
Celebrities.
This isn't just a meetup. This is a party.
It's a party.
We have celebrity DJ Gaylord Fields. Celebrity DJ Dwayne Train Harriet. Oh, and this other guy, Ken.
Ken. That guy, Ken, is going to be there.
I mean, only invited him because I felt like...
You kind of had to.
Yeah, because he always helps us on our marathon shows.
Yeah, he's like one of those guys you have to invite.
Mm-hmm.
It'll still
be
cool.
It's like inviting dad to a party.
Still cool.
We're going to put him to DJ first.
He's our ride home.
Oh, yeah. He's our ride home, too. He doesn't know that, but he is. Yeah. So, anyway, October 22nd, we hope to see everyone there. It'll be fun.
It's going
to
be not as weird.
We're going to give away some stuff. We're going to get drunk. You have to stay. You can only wave at Michelle from across the room, but you can come up and say hi to me. Right?
Mm-hmm.
She'll wave back, but that's about as far as that's going. But it's better than nothing.
And no one expect eye contact.
Yeah, zero eye contact from Michelle, everyone. So, okay. Now that all the administrative stuff is out of the way.
I do love administrative tasks.
It's good to be back. Thanks to Kelly Jones for filling in for Michelle last week. I said a lot of things on the air I wish I didn't say, as usual.
Thanks, Kelly.
Every time I get off the air with Kelly Jones, I feel dirty.
Filthy.
She told me that makes her happy.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
This is Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh, yeah. And I'm Frangry.
I'm Michelle.
And you're listening to WFMU.
6 o'clock drive time, and this is our show. It's a call-in show.
All right, so we have a topic tonight. And it's a little weird, but I think it's going to be funny. Plus, Michelle's a really good answer.
You made up my answer.
I know, but it's so good.
It's only funny to you, maybe. Ken didn't think it was funny.
Ken doesn't understand. Basically,
doesn't
if
understand
Ken doesn't think
humor.
It's funny, that
it's
means it's
hilarious.
Funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
All right, what is it?
If you were a president, I mean, fat chance, but if you were president, listeners, weirdos, what would your Secret Service code name be?
And this topic came about...
At the Republican debate, they asked that, and Donald Trump's answer was humble.
And Jeb Bush's
Wait,
was...
Wait, I forgot already.
Ever ready.
Oh, yeah. Ever ready. How did he even come up with that? Do you think he had it already? Like
In
he
his
knew.
Pocket.
Yeah, like he was... He was prepared.
In his pocket, he
had Because you don't just come up with that on the fly.
No. Trump, especially, he doesn't come up with it on the
fly. Trump definitely came up with that on the fly.
Terrible answer.
So Michelle's is Dark Lark, which I think is very fitting.
I think so, too.
I don't know what mine is yet, though.
We'll figure it out.
Anyway, you can call us at 201-209-9368. Oh, I wrote the phone number wrong.
What?
Like, whatever.
Who are you, Andy Breckman?
And you can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org. So far, Marcel says, dude, this party is going to be awesome. I'm so there. Marcel's my dad.
Marcel's playing at Earwax tomorrow, and I'm going.
I can't go.
What?
I think maybe we should have come up with a plan B.
Why?
Because Marcel says that Republican debate question was so effing dumb, it hurts me so much to recall it. Maybe it's because their answers were dumb. The question was good. No?
I think so. 201-209-9368.
Thanks to Ted.
Thanks, Ted.
201-209-9368. What would your Secret Service code name be?
You don't think mine should be pizza?
I feel like it has
to be...
Could
it be cheese?
No, but it has to be something that's not obvious. Like, mine obviously would be Frangry, but it can't be.
No, it can't be Frangry.
People would know. But
could mine be cheese?
Maybe. Yours would be Pal.
Dark Lark.
Dark Lark is so good.
Okay.
I love that. I think you should get Dark Lark tattooed on your body somewhere.
No way.
Wait, maybe I should.
Maybe you should. Want to watch TV? I never noticed that TV there.
What TV?
That TV.
Is that always TV? Been there? We can't watch TV while we're on the air, Michelle.
It'd be fun to like watch TV with all the listeners.
What, and like comment on it? Like that show that was on, was it Comedy Central? The one where it's...
Oh, Mystery Science Theater 3000. I love that show.
Yeah, that show. All right, let's do some calls here. We got a full board.
Let's do some calls. I'll do a call.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, greetings and salutations.
Hello, darling.
Frankly, I've got one for you if you're president.
All right, let's hear it.
Hot mess.
Really?
Or hot nerd.
I mean, it's really funny, but I don't want to admit that you're kind of right, so I'm going to act like I'm outraged.
Okay.
But on the inside, I'm thinking, well done, my friend.
Yeah, well done, my friend.
Well done.
Thank you.
But I hate you.
Okay.
What's your name?
Cham.
Mm-hmm. I want to put you on the list, but I don't want to put you on the list. This is basically my whole life. I love him, but I hate him.
Yeah.
You could hate put me on the list.
Yeah.
That's my whole life. Okay, you're on my hate list.
Awesome.
I hate put you on the list.
I'm probably with Michelle there, right?
No, I love Michelle.
Yeah.
No, I hate Michelle. No, okay. Yeah, you guys have been getting along so well lately.
Right?
It's like you used to fight.
Oh, my God, right?
We're in love.
Yeah. Somebody asked the other day why our show has been so good lately, and Michelle's answer was because we're in love right now.
Yeah.
It's true. Yeah, like we see each other and we give each other an actual hug that we're like, we mean it because we missed each other during the week.
We talk all day, every day over text.
It's true. Like, I mean it when I hug her. Yeah.
We say good morning and good night.
Uh-huh.
Do you, like, when you hug her, you, like, really, do you, like...
Today we kissed on the cheek. Hispanic style.
Against each other?
Do we what?
When you hug, do you, like, press up against each other really tight?
Or really?
Just, like,
bro.
Come on, guy.
I mean, that's what a hug is. Why are you trying to get all pervy?
No, but no, I mean, some people hug, like, really fake, you know, just like,
Do you think we fake hug?
I don't know how to fake hug. I'll either hug you or I won't.
I definitely know how to fake
hug. Slap the person on the back a little bit and like, hey.
Hey, bro.
It's like this.
Hey, buddy.
But you guys hug for like real.
This. Yeah, we hug for real.
That's touching, literally. I like that.
Thanks, buddy. All right, Sam, thanks for insulting me. You're on the hate list.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
Hot mess.
Hot mess.
It's true.
What would you say, like, hot mess here.
Hot mess on the move. No, they would say it to each other. Right?
Oh.
In like the walkie-talkies.
You'd never have to call yourself
no,
a hot
no,
mess.
No. They it's call just, they you call that. You yeah. that. Like in the whatever, those ear things, they would be like, hot mess on the move.
Hot mess, hitting Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't hit something. A Dunkin' Donuts.
I don't
more
know
like
what
hot
you'd
mess
do.
At the bar. But then maybe it'll get confusing because they won't know.
Yeah, they'll be like, there's a million hot messes here.
Wow. It's like, I don't know if I'm flattered or offended.
Hmm.
Probably both.
A little bit of both. Life is complicated.
Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, no, you're not. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, pets.
Hey, Spike.
Hey, Spike, what's your Secret Service code name?
Black Ecstasy.
Oh, my God, I almost spit my drink out.
That's a good one, Spike.
Yeah, I needed something a little exotic.
Exotic?
Mm-hmm.
Black Ecstasy. It's almost too many syllables, though.
Well,
like, so, do you think a Secret Service code name has to be, like, short? Because
maybe.
They have to be able to say it really yeah. fast?
Not really.
Like, it can't be super fragile. What is that thing?
Super fragile.
Yeah.
Super califragilistic.
Yeah. Mary Poppins.
Yeah, it can't be all of that.
No, it can't be, like, super califragilisticexpialidocious.
On the move. Black Ecstasy almost has one too many syllables.
Yeah. He could just be Ecstasy.
Black X.
Black
Ooh.
X.
Ooh.
Or Ecstasy.
No, it's too many syllables.
Or Black X.
Black X. I'm into that better.
All right.
Into it. That was a good call. Finally, Spike. Well done. Have a good one.
Okay, you too.
What about Smoky Quartz for mine?
What?
I feel like that's what I feel like, Smoky Quartz.
Why don't you like Dark Lark?
I do.
What
Never
does Smoky
mind.
Quartz even mean?
It's a it's a kind of crystal.
But why?
It's good for healing.
That is so not your name.
Smoky Quartz.
That's like a dog's name.
No, it's not.
It's like you get a gray cat and you name it Smoky Quartz.
Maybe I will do that too.
Well, maybe you should. I'm thinking about fostering a dog.
I know you are.
I'd have to get a dog walker. That sounds
Yeah, expensive.
Annoying. I can handle it.
Mm.
Listen, I'm getting LASIK.
I know.
No, for real. Like, I told my mom I want to do it. She has to tell me what I need to do.
You're getting it in Miami?
Well, I don't know. She told me to research how much it is here, and she's going to research how much it is there. But it's obviously cheaper there.
I want it.
I just don't want to go to Miami for it.
You can get it over the holiday.
I go to Nicaragua.
Oh. I thought we were going to do it together.
I know. We could if we were doing it here.
Now you're going to have good eyes and I'm going to have garbage.
Yeah, but then I read about complications and they make your eyes really dry after. And I already have dry eyes, so I'm kind of scared. But whatever. I'd rather have dry eye without contacts than dry eye with it. No? Life is hard.
I don't want to have to hear you complain.
I could just get eye drops. I mean, right now they're killing me and I haven't complained.
Right.
Till now. Hot mess.
Hmm.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. First of all, LASIK is awesome, so you should totally do it.
Really?
Did it make your eyes dry?
I got LASIK and
Did
I love
you get dry
it.
Eye?
Second of all, cheesy bread would be my call name.
I love cheesy bread.
What does that even mean?
It's bread with cheese all over it.
Like melted?
Delicious.
Hmm. Yours would be Kitten.
Kitten?
That's Michelle's,
no,
not
that's
you, buddy.
Mine.
Nice.
Wait, so LASIK didn't make you get dry eye or anything?
For like the first 2 months, yeah.
Ah.
How dry?
Yeah.
Like, not so dry that eye drops didn't help considerably.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a big deal.
Where'd you get it done at?
How
much did it cost?
Yeah, how much did it cost?
Did I plug this place? Like,
no, don't plug. How much did it cost?
No, just what state?
It was in northern New Jersey, slash New York area, and it was like $4,500 total. But there's also like lifetime warranty, not warranty, but like if your vision ever fades or whatever again, they'll fix it for free.
$4,500 ain't bad.
I was just gonna say I don't have $4,500.
My mom's paying for mine.
Can she pay for mine?
Why don't you tell your mom to pay for yours?
They got me Invisalign, and now I have a car.
So that's what happens when you have a kid. You got to pay for them.
Yeah, except I'm 40.
So what?
You're still a kid.
Yeah. Once a kid, always a kid.
I mean, if they treat me like a baby, why can't I act like one?
Exactly. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. See you guys.
Have a good one.
Cheesy bread out. Now I want cheesy bread for dinner. Is everyone going to have food stuff and it's just going to make me starving?
I'm going to make turkey chili. It's like a turkey chickpea something.
I have turkey chili at home.
How long is it going to take for me to defrost that meat? It's ground turkey.
Not long.
Like an hour?
Is it in a bag?
It's like in a plastic thing.
It has to be waterproof if you want to defrost it underwater.
Of course it's waterproof.
Sorry.
It's like in whatever they delivered it in.
20 minutes?
Really? That's not bad.
You just have to make sure the water isn't hot because it will cook the meat.
No, and I'll make it room temperature. I'll go like this.
Mm. You'll put your finger in your mouth and then put your finger on the turkey?
Well, I'm going to... Wait, do I take the... But I leave it in the package.
Yeah, because you got to put it underwater.
I'm going to go like this to check the temperature of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to go like this in the faucet water to make sure that they match.
That works. It's chickpea turkey chili?
It's turkey chili, but there's chickpeas in it. I don't know to what capacity the chickpeas are in it. I haven't read the recipe, but I have a can of chickpeas, and I know they go together.
Hmm.
I'm very excited about it. Because
Why?
Chickpeas are like one of my favorite foods.
Because you love hummus.
Yeah.
I love hummus.
Cucumbers, pickles, chickpeas, hummus.
Cheese, pizza, cheese, bacon, hamburger.
Listen, I stopped eating cheese.
Do you feel so much better?
I ate it last Friday. I had a slice of pizza all night. My stomach hurt so bad.
I know. It just makes me so happy.
I could hardly sleep.
Just makes me...
Let's just say I had a friend over and I had to tell him to move away from the bathroom.
What friend?
I'm not saying names. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, ladies, what's up?
What's up?
I've been on the line for a while. Michelle's presidential name should be Hot Cheese because it sounds like awesome on a walkie-talkie. Hot Cheese.
Hot Cheese on the moon.
I repeat, Hot Cheese, burn.
I do like Hot Cheese.
Michelle, your name...
Wait, that was Michelle.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait, Michelle is Hot Cheese.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. It's like I don't exist.
So then their whole resting bitch face is like the same name too.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
I'm so confused. So
yeah,
I'm
that makes like everybody. Me too.
Hold on. Can you just take a moment? Take a step back, my friend.
Breathe.
Okay.
So you're saying Michelle is resting? What was it? No, Michelle is Hot Cheese.
Yes.
And I, Frangry, am resting bitch face.
Yeah, just because it makes me laugh, and I think that's funny.
Well, I also do have a resting bitch face.
I don't
but it would probably just be.
That, but it just.
It would
funny.
Probably just be RBF.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, do RBS.
RBF.
We need to vacate RBS.
F for face. F. Jesus.
That's awesome.
Okay. So. Are you drunk?
Yeah.
How drunk? Like on a scale of 1 to throwing up.
Oh no, I'm pleasantly buzzed.
Like a 5.
I'd say 4. 3.
All right, well, good for you. Happy Friday, my friend.
Thank you very much. You too, lady.
Thanks for calling. Have a good one.
Yes.
He's cute.
He's saying RBS.
It's funny. He was spirited. He had spunk.
It would be an F for face.
He had spunk. I like people with spunk.
201-209-9368. What would your Secret Service code name be if you became president?
Hot Cheese.
I just burped.
I heard that.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's so gross.
Did you swallow it or did it creep out?
It came out.
Did it taste weird?
I didn't like it.
Did it taste like battery?
No, it didn't taste like anything.
Sometimes mine tastes like battery acid. Do you like licking batteries?
Do you know what battery acid tastes like?
I'm licking batteries.
Wait, what happens when you lick like the outside of a battery?
Yeah.
What happens?
Like tastes tinny. Like metal-y.
But do you get like high?
No. I mean, you get high off battery.
I don't think I like the taste of metal.
Put your tongue on a battery tonight. There's one in the mouse. Is there?
Licking the FMU mouse battery?
I triple dog dare you to lick that.
How do you get it out?
Maybe is there a battery in there?
No, not like a battery.
Just lick the mouse.
Ew, dude, no!
Lick the keyboard.
What's wrong with you? Oh my god, this should totally be our marathon. Just licking things.
7 seconds away, already did it.
God, I hate them.
They ruin everything.
Oh, they licked the bathroom floor.
We should do it anyway.
That was so gross.
When I heard that, I was so jealous and so excited.
Oh my god, me too.
That was amazing.
Genius, actually. They even had like a doctor on or something. Talking about all the germs on the bathroom floor. Ugh. And how it's probably it's dirtier than the toilet.
The floor is dirtier than the toilet?
Yeah, because when you flush the toilet, everything shoots out.
Ew.
At least the toilet has like water and like cleaning stuff in it. On the floor, it's like stuff from your shoe and pee. Pee, I'm allowed to say that, right?
I think so.
Number one and number two.
Ugh. Ugh. Dude.
Like, when I flush a toilet in a bathroom, I step away from it.
How do you do that like, so fast?
And then you run. Hmm. Like,
and then you don't wash your hands.
No, I do now. I mean, I don't, like, use soap, but I use water.
I'm just teasing.
I use water. Because it's like I need to pretend like I'm washing them. Because I don't want people to look at me funny. So I pretend.
It's okay.
Mr. Johnny said, oh, Mr. Johnny.
Oh.
Thank you, Mr. Johnny, for the calla lilies. They're beautiful. Oh, that was sweet. Mr. Johnny sent me flowers for Jeffrey's passing. Thank you. That was really nice. But he also says Frangry's code name is Mike McKenzie. Yes.
That's a good one.
That is so good. You're on the list. Call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is, what would your Secret Service code name be? You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. My code names would be either Quasimodo or Ms. Pac-Man.
Oh, I like that.
I like Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah, because I'm always...
Although, again, I feel like they can only be two syllables.
Really?
Like Ms. Pac.
Or then I guess maybe I could just be gender-neutral Pac-Man.
Yeah. Pac-Man.
Pac-Man.
Ooh.
On the loose.
Pac-Woman?
No, that's three syllables.
Too many.
Pac-Lady?
Pac-Girl.
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 Ooh, okay, there
yeah.
you go.
It has to be two syllables, otherwise it's just too many to make sense. Mm.
You just made this game harder. You just stepped it up a notch.
That's right, that's how we do.
I'm not prepared for that.
That's how we do it, Shut Up Weirdo.
Oh, I can't believe you did that twice.
Yeah, that's how we do.
Aww.
You know what I was thinking about today, Michelle, that time that you made fun of me on the air for saying, let's dip? Because I never realized how lame that is until you told me. I was laughing the whole way from my office to here today. An hour it takes me to get here. I was like laughing out loud like a crazy person on the subway. All right, Pat girl, thanks for calling.
I'm going to dip.
Have a good one. I'm a dip. Are you going to stay, Michelle?
Ugh.
My God, I can't believe I say it. It's Miami thing.
Does Barbara say it?
No. She's a lady.
She is. Is she coming to the meetup?
Of course. All my pals are coming. Thanks to Walter from New Zealand.
Thanks, Walter. I wish that boy with the long hair and the sweater was going to be at the meetup. Remember him?
Wait, the guy who walked past you at Monty Hall and you said, hi. And he said, hi.
Yep.
And I was like, did you just say hi to that guy? You were like, yeah, he's hot. I was so jealous.
Running game, baby.
I was so jealous that I don't have any game at all. I have the opposite of game. When I like a guy, I cannot talk.
Well, I didn't know him.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know. If I liked a guy, I clam up.
I didn't know if I liked him. I didn't even know him.
You liked him.
Maybe he'll be there.
I don't think so. Maybe he'll come to our party.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, okay. I'm really excited about it. What are we going to wear?
I hope I'm excited about it.
I think we should wear matching outfits.
No.
We should both wear overalls and striped shirts.
No. We're not wearing, because I'm 40 and I'm not going to wear a matching outfit.
But we're pals.
We could wear, like, coordinating things, but I'm not matching.
Like when people go to the Oscars and, like, his whatever matches.
Yeah, we can coordinate whatever. Something, but we're not matching.
I think we should have a step and repeat.
We could.
With an FMU logo in the back.
And a Shut Up Weirdo logo.
Yeah, FMU, that's you, dummy.
Yeah.
Wait, what about Gaylord and Dwayne and Kim? Mm. Man, they don't have logos. Oh my god, that's a great idea. Do you think we could get a photographer to take pictures of people against the step and repeat, and then we can make a little thing on, like, Facebook, like a little gallery?
Yes.
I'm writing it down. Will you remind me about this idea?
I have two things to remind you about, and I forgot the first one.
The first one was to send the meetup to Upcoming.
201-209-9368.
Wait, I think the step and repeat is a really cute idea.
How are we going to get that made? It costs money.
What do you mean? It's like a white poster board. We could draw the logos on
it. Oh, you're going to make it?
Who cares? Yeah, all we need is, like, I don't know, something white.
Okay, like a piece of foam core?
Yeah, we could draw it on. We can just put stickers.
We could put stickers.
We just need a photographer. Who could we get to do that? Anyone? What difference does it make?
Greg probably could take the pictures.
Anyone could take the picture.
Jeff Moore.
Yes! Jeff Moore.
He's a great photographer.
We just need a red carpet.
Okay, you're getting out of control.
But that's what a step and repeat is. It's a red carpet.
I don't want to pose for a picture.
You don't have to. We're going to take pictures of everyone who shows up.
That's weird.
It's cute. Why don't you think it's cute?
Because I don't care a cute thing.
Because you don't think anyone will show up?
I don't know who's going to show up. If my friends don't come, I'm going to be angry, though.
Mr. Johnny wants to know if you're going to side pony at the party.
No.
Why not?
I haven't side ponied in a while.
Thanks to my dad, Marcel.
Thank you, Marcel. Did we meet the goal yet?
25. 201-209-9368. If you were president, what would your Secret Service code name be?
It is dark out and it's 6:30.
I know, get over it. It's the winter.
No, I can't get over it.
It's not just dark out. It's raining and there's like 30 mile an hour winds. And I couldn't even open my umbrella. I was like, whatever, I'll just get wet.
I can't believe that I need your help and you're not going to come over.
I can't tonight.
Yes, you can.
I'm not coming over in a hurricane. I want to cook
it's
dinner
not
and
a
I
hurricane.
Have Pilates tomorrow morning. It is absolutely a hurricane. That's what's happening outside.
That is absolutely untrue. It is a...
Go check a weather map.
I will, because the storm moved. It's not a hurricane.
It's part of it. It's not the eye. It's the... It's this thing.
You still should come over and help me.
That part.
You still should come over and help me.
I can come over tomorrow. 201-209-9368. What would your Secret Service code name be? Nobody's calling.
201-209-9368. Call now and you'll get through.
What do we talk about? I don't know. Madman is saying it's a nor'easter. And Mr. Johnny says station manager Ken's code name is Silver Fox. Yeah. I mean.
You know it.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Wow. 201-209-9368. Secret Service code name. What would yours be if you were president? Do you like the way I switched up the way I was posing the question?
Yeah, you mixed it up.
Thank you. I'm like,
turned it around.
I'm professional, right?
Yeah, you recontextualized it.
Thank you. I did. Nobody's calling anyway.
Someone will call.
Oh, boy.
What's wrong now?
Sunny says Frangry should be high maint. I'm actually not high maintenance.
You're not?
I don't really care. I just, like, want to stay at home and, like, make dinner and have sex.
You're a little high maintenance.
Not really. About what?
A touch.
About what?
I mean, I don't want to get in a confrontation.
It's not a confrontation. I can take it. About clothes.
Other stuff. You're very, like, headstrong.
I want what I want.
You want things your way.
Yes, I do. I'll give you that one. Yes.
So,
but I will say that when I realize I'm not getting it, I eventually come around.
I don't think either of us are very flexible people. Like, maybe physically flexible, but not flexible. I wouldn't describe myself as a flexible.
I would not describe myself that way either, but I have surprised myself with flexibility in the last year and a half of my life. I will say that.
Two people called me judgy at the wedding.
You're not judgy. You're smart. Hi, you're on the radio.
Discerning.
Hello. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Hello, young man.
How are you?
Good.
Fantastic.
Doing good. My name is Andrew.
Hi, Andrew.
Hey. My code name would be Dirty D.
Jesus, dude.
Ew, dude.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean?
That can't be your code name.
Why not?
I don't know, because it's inappropriate, and you would be in the workplace.
Well, you said we had to make it short, so, but it's short for Dirty Dancer.
Are you a dirty dancer?
I am a dirty dancer. I warm everybody up with my hot dance moves.
I think I love you.
Tell me more.
Yeah, tell us more about your hot dance moves.
I only pull them out like once a year, so...
Same here.
I try to keep them low key.
Maybe yours should be low key.
That could be good too, I guess.
I like Dirty D.
You guys are dirty. All right, have a good one, Dirty D.
All right, thank you.
He's cute.
Jake Gould says, my code name would be That Guy. And then he made bullet points. Make way for that guy. Here comes that guy again. Time for that guy.
Bullet points were helpful in that.
Thank you. That guy. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I just like my code name to be Funky Town, just because it sounds like fun to say.
That's really good.
That's amazing. What's your name?
Funky Town.
My name
on
is
the
Cindy.
Move.
What?
Funky Town. Cindy.
Wait, Cindy, you're on the list. Listen,
hey,
at the end
thanks.
Of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
I will do so.
All right, Funky
thanks,
Town.
Guys.
I love that one. I love picturing like men in suits saying Funky Town.
Funky Town. Why do I keep saying on the move?
On the move.
I feel like that's all they say.
Funky Town.
Yeah, like you need to know the president is moving from one place
right.
to another. Because that's where they're most vulnerable.
Funky
no?
Town. Red alert. What else would they say? Funky Town. Flying high. Funky Town. Taking off.
I don't know what they say. Do you think I could Google Secret Service lingo?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, this is going to be fun, I feel like. It's probably not on here. It's like top secret.
Hack the mainframe.
Okay. Language of espionage is the first link.
There
International
we go.
Spy Museum.
Where's that? Let's go.
I don't know.
That seems fun.
This is stupid.
What?
Oh my god, I just found the list of Secret Service code names.
What are they?
They're all one word.
Really? Raven.
Acrobat is Andrews Air Force Base in Maryland.
Hmm.
Punch Bowl, I guess that's two words, is the Capitol building. Tool Room.
Ooh.
Is the Vice President's office.
That's not nice.
I like it. Oh,
what's
this is
mean?
Cool. This is amazing. Bill Clinton was Eagle and Hillary Clinton was Evergreen.
Someone has pizza outside.
Ooh, I want pizza. Oh my god, this is so good. This list is amazing. Frank Sinatra is Napoleon. Gerald Ford was Passkey.
What was John F. Kennedy?
Let's see. They're not in any kind of... Ooh, you can't search by the person. You can
do a command F.
This is stupid.
Do a command F.
Okay. Who? John F. Kennedy?
Or what was Clinton's?
He's not on here.
How could Bill Clinton not be on there?
No, John F. Kennedy's not on here. Bill Clinton was Eagle.
Hmm.
Ronald Reagan? Reliant.
Really?
You know what's... This has to be wrong.
There's people at the door and
George
they can't
Bush
get in.
George Bush was Snowstorm. But you know what's... I feel like this is wrong.
Hold on, I gotta let people in.
No, let someone else do it.
No one's answering. Hello?
This is wrong. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Bernie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, Ted.
Hey. Hi. Oh, by the way, if you want to know, Kennedy was Lancer.
Lancer?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like Lancer.
And Jackie O was Lee.
Yeah, that's what I'm learning from this list is that families all started with the same letter. Like all the Clintons started with, no, I don't remember.
E, Eagle.
Yeah, and then like all the Fords started with P. Reagan started with R. That's weird. All the Bushes were started with S.
Yeah, all the Obamas are start with R.
That's weird. Why do they do that?
I don't know. It's just the thing.
Weird. Okay, what's up?
So I knew immediately when I read the topic, mine would be Mr. T.
That's pretty good, actually. I like that.
Yeah. And then, unrelated to that, I think it would be a good idea then to change the Hail to the Chief to the A-Team theme. I think it would sound cool walking into a building or something.
Yeah. All right, Just Ted, thanks for your pledge. Have a good one.
You too. Bye.
People want to know why we don't talk about the road trip anymore, and it's because it's not happening. We didn't have money.
Sad. Sad face.
It's cool. We're still here doing our show.
It's true.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Al. How are y'all doing?
Hey, Al. How are you?
Good. Well, my Secret Service name would be Yaroslav the Wise.
Would be what?
What?
Yaroslav the Wise, the 11th century Tsar of Russia. Oh,
that's too long.
That's way too long, buddy.
It's too long. It's like five syllables.
Yeah, we just looked at the list and they were
They're all like two at least.
At most two?
Mm-hmm.
Rabbit's two syllables. What about rabbit?
Yeah, well, rabbit's at most
good. I'll take rabbit. I actually kind of like
rabbit.
I'll
change
to
rabbit
then. I like that.
Okay.
All right.
All right, have a good one. Wait, now I really want to find, like, stuff that Secret Service people say. I wonder how you get a job as a Secret Service person.
We probably have too much of a checkered past.
Why? I don't have a checkered past. I've never been arrested. I've never gotten a speeding ticket.
I'm sure you have a checkered past.
Doing what?
I don't know what you've been up to in this life.
Nothing?
I've only met you just 4 years ago.
I have no, like...
You have a history of violence?
No, I don't.
That's me.
Who have I punched? That's you.
Terrorist activities?
Me? What kind? Making chili on a Friday night?
Remember when you didn't cook?
Yeah.
You used to be like, I don't cook.
I'm total wife material now.
I cook. I cook good.
Me too. Remember when we made that delicious pizza?
Yeah.
With the egg in the middle?
I made a soft scrambled egg with ricotta and spinach this week.
Was it unbelievable?
So good. The perfect egg.
I made crispy catfish and dirty rice.
Nice. I make a Brazilian coconut chicken that is
obscene. Oh my god, that sounds really good. I kind of want to come over one night so you can make me that.
I'll make you that. I'll make you that, babe.
Oh my god, I'm so in love with you.
True love always, oh until God, it's my... not.
It has been for a long time. Hi.
Oh, no.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, it's Gumby from Bayonne. Hey.
Hi.
Hey,
what's
Gumby.
Up?
Well, I guess my inevitable code name would be Clogs. Clogs is in the house. Clogs is in the airport.
In the house.
Clogs in the airport.
Are we supposed to pick a fresh name, or is it just we end up with our inevitable name?
I think it can be whatever you want.
Oh, so it would be, this is half Yiddish, half English. Tuchus lover.
That's too long.
And then, you know, international people wouldn't understand. It would add to the security. Anyway, that's my story. It's pouring rain. I'm getting on my bike.
Oof.
I'll see you guys at the meetup.
Yeah!
Awesome, Gumby. I'm glad you're coming.
Okay. I'm not going to look. Well, I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to text you. All right.
Wait,
what?
I will allow.
You'll allow it? Because okay. You know him already.
I know him already.
Yeah, okay. Have a good one, Gumby.
He said, I'm going to look at you, and I'm going to talk to you.
Just letting you know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, I'd confuse people. I'd have my name be like the caterer. So they'll be like, oh, the caterer is coming in the back door.
Ooh, I like that one.
That is a good one.
Mine would be the help.
That's a good one, too.
The help is here.
That is good.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
I will.
King Dean.
I will.
What's going on the comments board at WFMU.org?
Mr. Johnny's insulting me like usual. He's the new Robin. He's the male Robin.
He is the male Robin. I don't know if he's as smart as Robin.
No, he's not. He just makes dumb jokes, and they're all aimed at me.
What are they saying? What's he saying about you?
Frangry has a checkered past, present, and future. Yeah. I go to work and go home and make dinner.
Scandalous.
Yeah, it's totally scandalous.
What?
Secret cervix! Somebody just said Frangry isn't reading the board, otherwise I feel like she'd be down with secret cervix. And yes, I am down with secret cervix. I missed that one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. Mine would be, mine is actually sippy cup.
That's horrendous. That is the most unattractive code name we've gotten all night.
Yeah, that is pretty yucky.
Like, I'm actually gagging right now.
Well, there's a story behind it. See, I'm actually a computer geek, and I went to this construction site once. It's a long story, but anyway. But then we went out for beers afterwards, and I spilled the beer, which is embarrassing enough. And the waitress comes by, and she's like, can I get you guys anything? And she turns to me, she's like, a sippy cup. So the next day on the construction site, these guys all have radios, because I have a radio, and they're all like, come in, sippy cup.
I love it when dudes, like, bust each other's balls.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's funny.
Dudes are funny. I'll give them that. All right, buddy. All right, sippy cup, have a good one.
Thanks.
201-209-9368. This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. What's going on now?
They're saying mine should be Schmel Mop.
That was a hilarious moment. That was one of my favorite moments.
I had no idea what I was saying.
I know.
What? Say it again. I just kept saying it like a doll. I just kept saying it.
But why didn't you stop saying it?
I don't know, because I didn't realize.
But you realized you were being made fun of.
Yes, but I almost, like, I didn't care because I didn't get it yet. So I just kept saying it until I got it. And then by then I had already made a fool out of myself. Schmell mop. Shut up.
It was so funny.
Hi, you're on the radio.
My Secret Service code name
is darling.
Badger.
Oh, Badger. That's fantastic.
Your English accent needs some work.
Really? It's bad?
It's terrible. It's really bad.
You do one.
I don't do voices.
It's not a voice, it's an accent.
I don't do accents.
Hey, buddy, can you do an American accent?
Oh, yeah, sure. How's it going there? How about some fried chicken?
Ooh, fried chicken is delicious.
Well, I'm actually from the UK.
Yeah, we figured.
Yeah.
All right, y'all have a good evening.
All right, buddy, thanks.
I wish that was nickname.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I didn't get to hear the question, I just was calling.
The question is, what would your Secret Service name be if you were president?
Oh. It would be Agent Slevin.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. So I got two that they actually call me at work now.
All right.
Either road peach or chicken biscuit.
They're both cute. Road peach.
What does that even mean?
Because one of my coworkers offered me a peach, and I was like, yeah, I'll take one for the road. And she's like, all right, there, road peach.
I love that. I think that's so cute.
What's your name, buddy? What's your name?
Tito.
All right, Tito, have a good one.
All right, you guys have a good one, too. Bye.
Road peach. Will you call me Road Peach?
Nope.
Why?
Not into it. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, yeah, I figured out my name. I was, you know, doing some soul searching, and I was remembering about a few years ago.
Soul searching?
We were working with these old people, my buddy, Al, and Slevin, and we're working at the this old folks' home, and this old woman just kept calling me Minnesota Tom.
Yes.
And we had no idea what she was talking about.
What was she talking about?
I don't know.
You never asked her?
I mean, come on. What am I going to say? Like, she's in a nursing home.
Hey, Mrs., why are you calling me Minnesota Tom? And then she would have told you some amazing story about the guy in Minnesota named Tom that she fell in love with when she was 18, but then she couldn't marry him because he was from the other side of the tracks.
That's very likely.
I know, and you missed out on the amazing story.
I mean, she just kept calling me that.
You should have asked.
Anyway, so when I'm president in, you know, a long time from now.
Right, yeah. Like, never.
Uh-huh.
That's good. Have a good one. Maybe you will get elected because you volunteered at that old folks' home.
Mm.
I have a checkered past.
Wait, you want to hear a crazy story?
No. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello. I've been listening. It's pretty good. And I have an idea for my Secret Service name, but it's a process of development. It's from 007 to 00 to 00 naught to 00 naughty
what?
To 0 naughty.
No one's going to call you 0 naughty.
Well, it depends who I meet.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. I need to pee.
My boyfriend's tag in undergrad was naughty. It's really annoying.
What an idiot.
He was cute.
Whatever. Hi, you're on the radio. You had a boyfriend with a tag. Can we talk about that?
Yeah.
Wait, hi. You're on the radio. What's your Secret Service code name?
Whiplash.
I like that one.
Have you ever had a boyfriend who has a tag?
A tag?
Oh, my boyfriend.
What's that?
What is your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour, Whiplash.
Sweet, thank you.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hey. Cool hand, Luke.
Too long, buddy.
Too long? How about Genghis?
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Kyle in New Hampton.
Hi, what would your Secret Service code name be?
Fancy. Girl with a U.
Girl.
Because I would be the first female president, and they'd be like, girl walking.
Okay.
Okay, but that kind of reminds me of when they do Dead Man Walking.
Or Girl Interrupted.
Well, I would probably be assassinated anyway as the first female.
Oh, president. That's true. Good point, my friend. Good point. All right, girl.
Thanks.
Have a good
night.
One. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, yeah. What's your Secret Service code name, buddy? Okay.
I think he's on
good
the pot.
Good talking to you.
I think he's on the pot.
201-209-9368. Dale on the comments board says his code name would be Pale Ale. I like that one. Call us and tell us what your Secret Service code name would be.
201-209-9368. We've got about 5 minutes left here before Billy Jam steps up to the plate. Nice shirt.
Nice Billy shirt, Jam. Billy Jam.
Shut up, Billy.
For those of you who don't know, Billy Jam is wearing the Shut Up Weirdo Face Off t-shirt.
It is amazing.
It's a wonderful design.
You know, my mom asked me, why do you have a shirt with her face on it? And I was like, Mom, that's half my face.
She called me her?
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
She didn't even see me.
A lot of people I've talked to, they think it's one of either of you, but yeah. They don't realize it's both. It's wonderful.
I can't tell if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Shut up, weirdo mashup.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, my code name would be,
Oh, I like that, actually. Yeah. That's cute.
And then all the Secret Service agents would be like, are you, like, stuttering or as walking to, and they just all get confused.
It's pretty good.
But I survived because of just lucky incompetence.
What's your name, buddy?
My name's Vince.
Like this one.
You're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour because you're probably winning a free t-shirt.
Damn. It's like the other callers aren't even trying.
Well.
No need to diss everyone else. I have a new one. 201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the... Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi there.
Hi, what's your Secret Service code name?
It is Booger.
Ay, ay, ay. Booger on the move?
What's that?
Booger on the loose.
Well, it comes from the movie Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, we know it.
Because I burped a lot when I was young.
Wow. All right, Booger. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Hi, what's your Secret Service code name? You're on the radio.
Yo, what up? My Secret Service code name is Sleeping Bag.
I like that one.
What? Why?
Oh, Sleeping Bag. Hey, why don't you girls give a little more credit Dirty D over there? He's a man.
Okay.
Dirty Dancer, I think he should be on your list. That's my vote.
All right, thanks for your vote. We're not taking... This isn't a democracy. Yeah.
Fool.
Idiot. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up? What's your Secret Service code name?
We be jamming.
It's too long, but I like it.
Okay, cool.
We be jamming.
I do like it.
All right, have a good one, buddy. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your Secret Service code name?
So it would be Stinkboat?
No. Hi, you're on the radio. What's your Secret Service code name?
Oh, my Secret Service code name would be Ham Hand.
Ew! What does that mean?
Oh, I just have large hands.
Sounds like dirty.
That's disgusting. Thing.
Sounds
it's
dirty.
Disgusting.
Sounds like a...
Yeah, it does not but sound it... good. All right, have a good one, Ham.
Ham Hand.
Oh, Ham Hand? What's the difference? They're both disgusting.
Yeah.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Sorry. My code name, it would be Mr. President, because then I could protect the president, because all the bad guys would think that I'm...
Jeez.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, you still taking names?
Yeah.
Yeah, not for long.
All right, okay. My code name would be My Mommy.
Wait, why?
I just want to see those guys. I'd love to hear them say, my mommy's coming.
My mommy on the loose.
My mommy's on her way.
Yeah.
My mommy landed.
That's embarrassing.
What else do they say to each other?
Don't know anymore.
What do they say to each other? There's got to be like, my mommy, 200 hours.
Yeah, something like
arrival
that.
Arrival time. My mommy's good. What's your name, buddy?
I like the one.
Yeah. What?
It's Bob.
Yeah, whatever. You're on the list. Have a good one, my mommy. How much time do we have? We're
about
done.
A minute.
All right. The winner is Vince with on the loose, on the move,
on the prowl.
Whatever. Vince, you win. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. Don't forget our party, October 22nd.
Save the date. Thursday, October 22nd, we'll see you at El Cortez for our meetup.
With DJs.
Gaylord Fields.
Dwayne the Train Harriet.
Very good.
And Ken.
And that guy, Ken.
This is Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jean.
Bye, weirdos.
Come GURP with me.
What does that mean?
GURP with me. GURP with me. GURP with me. GURP with me.
What does that mean?
There's more on the grill as we blaze it. I puff on the dust and you take it. Your eyes are swelling with blood and I love it. We done it with juice and goose on a stomach. What does that even mean?
Me.
Wear tuxedos. Pushed bleached through needles. So I don't catch nothing. Come holla, man. Drank our last dollar. Dream about nothing but living and loving. You sucking that nose candy for O's brandy. Man, she needs weed. She's crawling the wall, breaking her nails and heels.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But Z-Man sings it. Do you want to know what the last line is?
What?
Good times, good weed. Good times, good weed. There's more on the grill as we blaze it. I puff on the dust and you take it. There's more on the grill as we blaze it. Blazing. There's more on the grill as we blaze it. Puff on the dust and you take it. Your eyes are swelling with blood and I love it. There's more on the grill as we blazing. Puff on the dust and you take it. There's more on the grill as we blaze.
Sign the one.
Memory when entering the center ring, assembling the venom sting. Never been afraid when I take center stage like a renegade and make the temperature change like mercury centigrade. Patterns to penetrate and mentally stimulate, chemicals on a dinner plate make your insides disintegrate.
I'm a heavyweight, what? Ready, set, go at any rate. Many say that my mental state's about to crack like when the levee breaks. But I keep my mind strong, blinking the lights on. The new world ordering life on an orbiting time bomb. I seen it psychically, you say it might just be anxiety. What type of life is this in a microchip society? I speak defiantly, so I know to keep their eye on me. But I keep ducking through the loopholes, creeping silently. I expose the lies and rhymes, the truth of vocalize. It comes as no surprise when the negative effects are polarized. No compromise, songs provide a conscious vibe. Their conquest for you and I is to conquer and divide. With tactics that's so subliminal. No part of the tax bracket, but we vote for criminals. Pay up more money so they can swindle you. And believe anything that they say just because it's in the news. They'll take your chips like the crash in the stock market. So we gotta cash crop it and keep it in the black market. Give the middle finger to the man who cuts off the hand. Go back to the barter system and live off the land. Before it all comes tumbling down, like meteor showers hitting Earth's crumbling grounds. Mega tsunamis and catastrophical earthquakes. Superstorms, flood waters when the ice breaks. I didn't mean to ruin your nice day, but I'm like skin cancer from the sun's ultraviolet light rays. Continue to live a superficial plastic style, and I'ma rain on your brain from a sulfuric acid cloud. Seasons change. The seasons change, so I'ma bring the rain. Can't be the same, cause I'm the king of pain. I leave an ink stain to sting your brain. Rhymes are born to fire, I proceed to feed the flame. The seasons change, so I'ma bring the rain. Can't be the same, cause I'm the king of pain. I leave an ink stain to sting your brain. Rhymes are born to fire, I proceed to feed the flame. Like the nuclear arms race, it's beyond our logic. Conditioned to easily conform to follow a false prophet. The sun is the center of life, just follow the planets. Isn't thou shall not kill one of the Ten Commandments? If you trust in God, then why are you fearing this? Shine through your facade, brighter than the star of Sirius. I'm not an atheist, and this is not blasphemous. We're already living in hell, so I won't be going back to this. The Illuminous Ones oversee us from the watchtower. The top of the pyramid, the absolute power. Until revolution ignites into an eruption, we'll be under surveillance in this government corruption. Yo, how many steps to a state of fascism? Plus we're paying the price to the tax system. Start up another war so they can draft your children. It's population control and they're raking in dough by the trillions. We live in a nation of apathy, with more than half the population unaware but don't care actually, or have the capacity to deal with what is happening. Call me a satirical conspiracy theorist and start laughing, but I can see through the evil clear as day and night. Rhymes might save your life with a mind like David Icke. It's all an illusion, distraction, confusion with the strategy of problems, reaction, solution. The seasons change, so I'ma bring the rain. Can't be the same, cause I'm the king of pain. I leave an ink stain to sting your brain. Rhymes are born to fire, I proceed to feed the flame. The seasons change, so I'ma bring the rain. Can't be the same, cause I'm the king of pain. I leave an ink stain to sting your brain. Rhymes are born to fire, I proceed to feed the flame.
Will have to lose almost everything. I see this happening now. We almost became an endangered species.
I'm killing the earth with my fake small checks, but I can't afford to get no new car yet. I spent my whole life chasing things I thought were valuable. Now I'm milder, always with the brothers like Gene Wilder. The world's educating their kids quicker. I'm just a hate street kid, street smart, off this liquor, not scared of the law. Got weed in my drawers, warrants, draining pools in the foreclosed homes, and skateboarding, touring the globe, dope as hell, strawberry, pulling my load, and hope is what we all carry. See, it's really how you hold your head and heart. I'm thinking Oscar Grant every time I jump on board. We gotta test our character with power, as voice that gets bigger and broader and larger and louder. I'ma just hustle in the rain with my black hoodie, while the world whoop me, and the police try to push me.
Must be the innocent. plus it's cold weather got me thinking things could only get better from the bottom looking up, hoping for brighter days. Even though we getting played, street fame don't mean you're getting paid. I try to make it, but these same forces in my way with enough hate to melt a polar cap away. So now we going green, serving up hip-hop fiends. The mess is so pristine, I'm drifting like off that lean. Relax, listen to the sax, watch the rainfall. When the clouds clear, the sun will break through like a brainstorm and spark an epiphany. So now the block can finally see the best part of life is the ride. I'm here for the journey, never jump the ship. We are San Francisco, board stiff is live like the mission or the film. Catch me on a Broadway strip or maybe going outbound toward the beach to clear my mind, cause I'm never hard to find.